Welcome. Okay, today we're diving straight into the Southeast Asian digital economy. We're pulling insights from that big Google Temasek and Bain Economy, a CA 2025 research. Yeah, our mission really is to just quickly arm you with the key takeaways, you know, the important stuff about this incredible economic engine. And for this deep dive, we're looking beyond just the usual six markets. We're covering the full 10 countries, the ASEAN 10. It's a massive market. Think about it, 614 million people. And worth noting, in the region, you'll often hear ASEAN pronounced as CN.
That's right. And the core thesis here is, well, it's pretty explosive. The growth isn't just continuing, it's actually accelerating. It hasn't plateaued. Mm. The CA digital economy is very confidently on track to blow past $300 billion in gross merchandise value, that's GMV, in 2025.
$300 billion, wow.
Yeah. And that growth, it's sustained, hovering around like 15% year over year for both GMV and revenue. If you look back maybe a decade, this number is 1.5 times the very first forecast. Shows you how much potential was kind of underestimated back then.
Okay, so let's unpack that. That's tremendous momentum, billions in transactions. What's the data saying about how this value is being generated, especially, you know, in digital commerce?
Well, a big part of it is market consolidation, sure, but also this new consumer trend they're calling shoppertainment.
Shoppertainment?
Yeah, it's this seamless blend of live video content and direct sales. Think live streams where you can buy stuff instantly. Mm-hmm. This video commerce thing is huge. It's projected to make up something like 25% of the total e-commerce GMV by 2025. It's basically, you know, making shopping a social event online.
25%. That's a really significant shift in how people are buying. But hang on, there's an interesting paradox the sources mention. It sounds like this growth is more about the number of sales, the volume, rather than high value items. Why is that?
That's exactly the key takeaway here. It's the sheer high volume of transactions, but they're often lower value ones. And that's pulling down the regional average. Mm-hmm. If you look just at video commerce, the average order value, the AOV, is actually quite low, around $6 to $7 per order.
$6 or $7.
Yeah.
Pretty low. And that significantly drags down the overall e-commerce AOV, which normally sits more in the $11 to $13 range per order.
Right. So it's a market driven by frequent, maybe smaller purchases, like impulse buys, everyday items, rather than, say, expensive electronics or furniture online. Yeah. And that kind of structure, loads of transactions, maybe supported by low-cost labor for logistics, that leads us straight into the next big disruptor in the report, AI.
Exactly. And Southeast Asia is really shaping up to be an AI hotspot. Consumer interest here in AI topics, it's dramatically higher than the global average. And investors have definitely noticed. We're seeing roughly 30% of private funding in just the last 12 months going straight into AI-related startups in the region.
Okay, 30% is serious investment. It sounds like it's full steam ahead, but don't the region's economics create a huge complication? I mean, the cost of AI versus the cost of people? Oh, absolutely. They clash directly. You've got the high, often global standard, upfront costs of developing and implementing AI tech, and that runs smack into the reality of extremely low-cost labor available in a ZA. Average wages, get this, are roughly 5% of what they are in the U.S.
5%? Wow, that changes everything.
It completely changes the ROI calculation for businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Automation can't just be about replacing simple tasks like data entry, not when labor is that affordable. So the focus for AI has to be on more complex stuff, high stakes decision support, areas where quality and speed are critical, things that justify that big investment. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, you know, for the whole ASEAN region, the next decade really hinges on balancing these powerful catalysts, AI investment, with some pretty significant internal hurdles.
So thinking about you, the listener, what does this all mean looking ahead? This $300 billion economy is expanding fast, but the report flags one major wild card. And that is regulatory choices. Right now, you've got fragmented, complex regulations across the 10 ASEAN countries. That creates uncertainty, raises compliance costs. It could really hold back the region's huge potential if things aren't harmonized, you know?
Exactly. And that leads us to a final kind of provocative thought. Despite all this consumer enthusiasm for AI, all the funding pouring in, actually realizing its full commercial potential, that really depends on businesses and regulators working together. They need to build AI systems people can actually trust for those complex, high-stakes decisions we mentioned. That challenge building trust, that's what will ultimately shape who really wins the next digital decade in CN.
A challenge definitely worth keeping an eye on. That wraps up this deep dive. We'll see you next time.